Penod 12. Rheoli dy arian. Croeso i bodlediad bod yn fos arna ti dy hun, canllawr entrepreneur ifanc i gychwyn busnes. Pynnau dy fod i'n meddwl am gychwyn busnes am y tro cynta, neu fod gen ti syniad ti eisiau ddatblygu, mae'r podlediad yma i chdi. Mari dwi, a fyddai'n dy arwain di drwy'r gyfres 15 rhan yma, fydd yn dy gadw di ar y trywydd iawn ac yn dy helpu di i ddeall a meddwl am yr heriau sy'n codi wrth gychwyn busnes. Rhan o wasanaeth Busnes Cymru y Llywodraeth ydy Syniadau Mawr Cymru, a'i nod ydy codi dy head a chefnogi entrepreneuriaid ifanc i gyrraedd eu hychelgais mewn busnes. Mae Busnes Cymru, sy'n cael ei ariannu'n rhannol gan Gronfa Datblygu Rhanbarthol Ewrop, yn cefnogi pobl ifanc drwy ddarparu adnoddau ar-lein, gweithdai sgiliau busnes a sesiynau un i un efo cynghorydd er mwyn troi syniadau'n reality. I gysylltu fo ni, hoffa a dilyna ni ar Facebook, Twitter ac Instagram. Anfona neges ato ni a fydd un o'r tîm yn cysylltu nôl efo chdi. Ffonia'r linell gymorth ar dim 3000 60 3000. Defnyddia sgwrsio byw neu live chat ar wefan Busnes Cymru neu e-bostia ni ar bigideas@gov.wales. Croeso i bennod 12 o bodlediad bod yn fos arna ti dy hun. Yn y bennod ddwytha, wnaethon ni siarad am brisio. Nes i roi 5 cam i chdi fedru i dilyn er mwyn dy helpu i weithio allan faint i godi ar dy gwsmeriaid. A rwan dwi'n meddwl bod hi'n hen bryd i ni siarad am sut i reoli dy bres. Da ni gyd angen help i reoli pres o dro i dro, a dwi'n mynd i ddangos ffyrdd syml o wneud hyn i chdi pan ti'n rhedeg dy fusnes dy hun. Meddyli amdano fo yn y ffordd syml a posib. Fydd gen bob busnes bres yn dod i mewn. Wel, gobeithio beth bynnag. Dyma fydd dy incwm di. A'r pres fydd yn mynd allan fydd dy gostau di. Mae'n rhaid i chdi gofnodi dy holl incwm a dy holl gostau er mwyn rheoli dy fusnes a chyflwyno adroddiadau i'r corff sy'n rheoli treth o fewn y Deyrnas Unedig, sef yr HMRC. Os ti'n ennill mwy o bres na ti'n wario, ti'n gwneud elw. Gret, dyna holl bwynt rhedeg busnes. Ond, efallai bo chdi ddim yn gwybod hyn, ond mae'na lot o busnes yn cael trafferthion efo llif arian, cash flow, am i bod nhw'n gorfod talu am bethau cyn i bres dod fewn. Problemau llif arian ydy un o'r prif resymau dros fusnesau'n mynd i'r wal, felly mae'n holl bwysig dy fod i'n rheoli dy bres yn effeithiol a gwybod yn union faint o bres sy'n dod i mewn a faint o bres sy'n mynd allan bob amser. Mae nad o'n i'n faint o apps cyfrifo ar gael yn rhad iawn, neu hyd yn oed am ddim fyddai'n dy helpu di i reoli dy gyfrifon. Mae'n rai banciau hefyd yn darparu meddalwedd am ddim. Fydd angen i chdi greu cyllideb i wneud yn siŵr fod costa dy fusnes di dan reolaeth, felly unwaith ti wedi creu cyllideb, sticia ati hi. Wrth greu cyllideb, mi sylwi di fod rhai costa'n sefydlog, fixed, fel rhent er enghraifft, tra mae costa eraill fel deunyddiau neu costa cludiant yn amrywio, cadwa hyn mewn co pam ti'n creu dy gyllideb. A paid ag anghofio cynnwys costa allweddol fel costa staff, rhent, costa gwasanaethau fel dŵr a thrydan, yswiriant, marchnata ac unrhyw adaliadau ar fernthygiad. Rwan, efallai dy fod i'n gofyn, ydw i angen agor cyfri banc busnes? Does na'm rhaid i chdi am ei ffeindi di fod na lot o weithwyr llawrydd yn defnyddio eu cyfrifon personol, ond mae'n syniad da cael un am y rhesyma yma. Fydd holl gyfrifon y busnes i gyd mewn un lle? Ella fydd well gan gwsmeriau dalu busnes yn hytrach na thalu unigolyn. Fydd dy reolwr banc ti'n gallu cynnig cyngor a chefnogaeth. Os ti'n rhedeg cwmni cyfyngedig neu os ti mewn partneriaeth, yna mi ddylsa ti agor cyfri banc busnes. Cofia beth ydi eisiau yn y bennod ddwytha am siopa o gwmpas. Mae cyfrifon banc busnes yn codi ffioedd, a mae'r rhain yn amrywio, felly tria ffeindio'r un gorau i chdi. Os ti o dan 18, paid â phoeni, mae'n bosib cael cyfri banc busnes, ond ella fi rhaid i chdi drio sawl banc cyn i chdi ffeindio'r un gorau i chdi. Ella fod gen ti rai cwestiynau am dreth ar werth, taw, felly gad i fi roi chydig o wybodaeth i chdi. Er mwyn medru codi taw, sydd yn 20% ar hyn o bryd, mae'n rhaid i chdi gofrestru. A dim ond ar ôl i dy drosiant di gyrraedd y trothwy taw, sef 85,000 o bunnau ar hyn o bryd, y medru di wneud hyn. Os wyt ti'n codi taw, mi fydd yn rhaid i chi lenwi ffurflenni taw bob chwarter. Os wyt ti wedi talu mwy o taw nag wyt ti wedi dderbyn, mi fyddi di'n cael addaliad. Er bod hyn i gyd yn swnio'n gret, mae'r rhan fwyaf o fusnesau'n ffeindio i bod nhw wedi codi mwy o taw na maen nhw wedi dderbyn, felly mae'n rhaid iddyn nhw dalu'r gwahaniaeth yn ôl i'r HMRC. Mae'n gweithio'r ddwy ffordd. Cwestiwn arall ti'n ofyn siŵr o fod ydy, ydw i angen cyfrifydd? Mae hwn yn gwestiwn da. Does na'm rhaid i chdi gael cyfrifydd, mae ceidwad cyfrifon neu bookkeeper yn opsiwn rhatach, neu allu di hyd yn oed gadw dy lyfra dy hun. Ond wedi deud hyn, mae na lot o fusnesau'n ffeindio fod cael cyngor proffesiynol yn safio pres iddyn nhw'n y pen draw. Mae ffioedd am gyfrifo a chadw llyfrau yn amrywio, felly mae'n rhaid i chdi siopa o gwmpas, gofyn am argymhellion a wedyn gwneud penderfyniad. Mae yna rai penderfyniadau sydd dal angen i gwneud, ond tra'n gwneud hyn, cofio gadw cofnodion. Fydd i ddim yn bosib i chdi gofio bob dim, felly dyma restr bach handi o bob dim ti angen i wneud. Gwerthiant ac incwm. Cadwa anfonebau a, neu, roliau til. Costau busnes, gna'n siŵr dy fod i'n cadw derbynebau. Cofnodion taw, ond dim ond os ti wedi cofrestru ar gyfer taw yn amlwg. Cynllun talu wrth ennill, pay as you earn, mae hyn ar gyfer y staff ti'n gyflogi. Teithio ar gyfer busnes, gna'n siŵr dy fod ti'n cadw cofnod manwl o bob siwrna ti'n ei gwneud a chofnodi faint mae wedi gostio chdi. Teithio ar gyfer busnes. Gna'n siŵr dy fod i'n cadw cofnod manwl o bob siwrna ti'n ei gwneud a chofnodi faint mae wedi gostio chdi. Ges i gyfle i siarad efo model rôl syniadau mawr Frankie Hobro o Sŵm o'r Môn. Gwranda beth gan fi hi yw ddeud. Frankie, thanks for taking the time to have a chat with us. First of all, introduce yourself and tell us a bit about the business.
So I'm Frankie Hobro. I'm the owner and director of the Anglesey Sea Zoo and Marine Resource Centre. And we are the only aquarium anywhere that focuses completely on British marine life, native species. The idea being that a lot of people in the UK don't know what's in the sea. And if they don't know it's there, they won't protect it. So we have water from the sea that goes from the Menai Strait back into the Menai Strait, completely natural systems, natural temperature changes, and all the marine animals that people should see that exist in our seas that they probably never have seen, don't know about. And we're also able to breed the rare species that we have. So both species of British seahorse, spiny lobsters, things like that, which are really, really rare now in nature, in the wild, in our coasts and in our seas. We are breeding those with a view to re-releasing them back into the sea around the UK.
Wow, I can tell straight off that you're passionate about this. Would you say that being passionate about your business is essential?
It's absolutely essential to be passionate about your business. And I think there's no problem if that changes, if the focus changes or your aims change. But if you've got that passion of the long-term goal and where you want to go and what you want to do, that's the only way really that you can continue to run your own business, because you're in it for the long haul. You know, it's not a quick short-term success. And if it is, then you have to have another passion to keep driving that further forward. So It's got to be something, even if it's something that people tell you, like they told me, you know, oh, you won't make much money doing that. You know, it's a lifestyle job. Then that is what will keep you going. So you've got to have that passion and that determination and that long-term vision, really, of what you want to achieve.
Were you aware of how challenging it was going to be when you bought the business? Is it over 15 years ago now?
Yeah, it's about 13 years ago. And I have to be really honest, if I'd realised that everything is involved as sort of hardcore as it is, I had a pretty good idea about what I was going into. I made the decision, never thought in a million years I'd own a business in the past. Very, very conscious and aware of what I was doing when I bought it, but I didn't realise how intense a lot of the aspects were. And if I had, I certainly would have thought twice. So it's probably a good thing that I didn't know, really.
So what kind of advice then would you pass on to a young person dreaming of starting their own business, knowing what you know now?
First of all, I think it has to be something that you really, really want to do. You mustn't be put off by the fact that somebody might have tried it and failed before. And you mustn't be put off by the fact that it isn't something that will instantly be really successful or make money, because you will be the thing that makes it successful or not. And you can create your own USP. So I ended up, I kind of had the worst case scenario, really, because I wasn't a startup. I turned a business around. I bought a business that was very old and tired, needed a lot of investment, had quite a sort of poor image, really, for the last sort of 20 odd years it had been there. And I created my own USP and drove it forward like that with my passions and with what I wanted to do with my experience. And that's really what you need to have. It's that vision and that determination. But it has to be something that you really, really interested in and something that you're very passionate about.
This was made for you, really, with your interest in sea life. When did that start then, and how did that come about?
The business as it is now is absolutely perfect for what I want to do. And the reason for that is that I've kind of moulded it and created it as I've gone along. So my background originally was conservation. It was actually island conservation with Gerald Durrell Wildlife Trust, which was very much kind of voluntary jobs, very poor pay, lovely exotic locations, great lifestyle, lots of really, really good experience. And then I actually not only did a degree, I did a master's, which is quite unusual for people in their own business, really, because it seemed very much as a kind of academic route to take. But my master's specialised in marine. It was marine environmental protection at Bangor University and brought me back here. I'd been here a lot in my childhood, a lot in North Wales, a lot in Anglesey. And it was after that, really, that I decided to move back and buy the business. And I turned it around into something that was what I wanted to do, that allowed me to follow those passions of sustainability, conservation, education with the public, and obviously the breeding and conservation, and sort of tying everything in really to the local community and the local environment, working with fishermen and making it into something totally different, totally unique within the UK, and unique anywhere, really.
You must get a massive sense of achievement now, though, talking about it and looking at how far you've come on your journey and what the business is today. Feels like it's tailor-made for you. That must give you a real buzz.
I do get a buzz. I love talking about the business. Still very passionate about it. Can't imagine that I won't be, because I think I get more passionate about it the more it grows in the direction I'm kind of pushing it in. I'm very fortunate. I've got a lot of staff who are on board with it, and they love the fact that we've got these kind of exciting projects coming up and that we're so unique with what we do. And again, that's really important, I think.
And what advice would you give on managing the cash flow of a business?
So cash flow is always one of the trickiest things to tackle, especially with a business like mine, which currently we still close for sort of 6 or 7 weeks over the really quiet part of the winter. And it's obviously kind of feast and famine. So we have a lot of people visiting in the really busy times, in the summer holidays, wet days, things like that. And then there are times of year when it's really very quiet. So it's all about being resourceful. Unfortunately for me, that's what I've always done in my work before, in conservation work. So I'm used to kind of having to stockpile and having to plan ahead. The really nice thing is that it becomes quite predictable. So you at least know which days you're going to be busy. You know things like, you know, when you're going to get hammered for your VAT bill, which in my case is right when I'm closing. So I have to make sure that I've got, you know, prepared for that. So it's something that you have to be very, very organised about and very sort of wary of, really, especially, as I say, in a seasonal business. And it's another one of those reasons why you need to have your finger on the pulse all the time and really carefully watch all your outgoings, all your incomings, and make sure that you've got that reserve there as well for when you need it.
Anglesey and the UK are fortunate to have a business like this as well. So well done.
Thank you.
And thanks for the chat.
You're welcome.
Rwan bod ni wedi trafod rheoli arian a chadw cofnodion, mae'n amser meddwl am agweddau eraill, er enghraifft y gyfraith, y swiriant a threth, felly gwrando ar y benod nesaf er mwyn cael mwy o wybodaeth. I gysylltu fo ni, hoffa a dilyna ni ar Facebook, Twitter ac Instagram. Anfona neges ato ni, a fydd un o'r tîm yn cysylltu nôl efo chdi. Ffonia'r linell gymorth ar dim 3000 60 3000. Defnyddia sgwrsio byw neu live chat ar wefan Busnes Cymru, neu e-bostia ni ar bigideas@gov.wales.